KQED.
This is the California Report. Good morning. I'm John Sepulvedo. Over the last week, we've been closely following developments into a story that strikes at the heart of our republic, and that's hacks into our voting systems. And with that, we have new details on a story that appeared last week on the online site The Intercept. We told you about this. They published a leaked NSA report that detailed Russian efforts to hack the 2016 November election. The report shows how Russian intelligence targeted a voting roll software company called VR Systems, essentially a third-party vendor. Now, a Bloomberg News report shows an examination of VR Systems in California showed evidence of Russian hacking. Let me be clear here, there is no evidence Russian hackers changed voting results, but they did gain access to electronic poll books, sometimes called an e-poll book. California Secretary of State Alex Padilla oversees our election systems. Yesterday, I asked Secretary Padilla to explain what an e-poll book is.
You see the poll worker flipping through a big ledger to find our name, and we sign our name, and we're handed our ballot. Technology has now allowed an electronic version of that ledger, if you will, to facilitate how poll workers can administer the election in the polling place. So again, the only potential question or issue here has nothing to do with ballots, has nothing to do with votes cast or vote tallies, and only electronic poll books that are used to make the check-in process at a polling place a little bit more expedient.
I think some cybersecurity experts would say that while they're not connected to the internet, there is a concern because they are somehow connected to a machine which is connected to another machine which could be connected to the internet. So I'm just curious if we're being overconfident.
No, I think not being overconfident. We take election integrity very seriously, and so we have procedures in place to minimize that risk and maximize that safety.
Secretary Padilla, for several years I worked at a record label, and one of the biggest concerns that record labels and movie houses, for that matter, have is third-party vendors, people who might be sweetening the sound on that new hit song you're going to hear, or maybe they're doing the visual enhancements on the movie you're going to watch, that their systems are going to be hacked. And so they go through a lot of different security measures to make sure that these third-party vendors aren't hacking and stealing this copyrighted material. Why isn't the state of California doing this?
Well, again, we are. There's systems that are in place at all levels of election administration to ensure the integrity of our elections.
But and with respect, Secretary, it seems very clear that at least in this one case in Humboldt, this vendor, which services the voters of Humboldt County,
right,
did not protect the integrity of their system.
Well, what we know is, even after our most recent review, that there is no sign of any hacking, no irregularity, no changing of election results, or anything along those lines. So to me, that shows that our safeguards are working. But we take election integrity seriously and know that we have to do everything we can to stay one step ahead of the bad guys.
Secretary Padilla, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
And just to be clear, this third-party vendor, VR Systems, only serviced one California county. As you heard, it was Humboldt.